Hey, what's going on, everybody? That's right, we're back again. I'm Jesse Shaduce, and always next to me, the only motherfucker I know that would never let a meth addict blow him even for $10.50.
Kamal Altash. I'll answer to that one real quick. Never.
Me either, but he has a gut to me.
We got David Ward with us again. He's hanging out.
How's it going, guys?
All right, so there's something that's near and dear to my heart right now that I found out was going to be made into a movie, and I absolutely fucking nerded out to where I was pretty much jubilant at the time. I was jumping up and down.
You probably made a scene.
Huh?
I wasn't there, but you probably made a scene.
No, I was trying to call you.
You did. He called you like 5 times, and he got pissed. He was like, this motherfucker's not picking up his phone, and he knows this is important to me. Like, he was so bad. As if you were doing it against
him. Yeah, like against my will.
Somewhere else in this world. Like, I'm just like, I put my hand in my temple, and I'm like, Jesse needs to speak to me.
Yeah.
No, I was on airplane mode more than likely. I do that, man. Hey.
So what happened was is Bryan Singer announced on a tweet that X-Men: The Age of Apocalypse is going to become a reality.
2016.
Age of Apocalypse.
And this is something that's near and dear to my heart because it's my favorite X-Men. It's my favorite X-Men comic series by far.
Storyline.
It's so dark. The places it goes, it takes characters that you just can't imagine these characters being this way. Like Beast being like a mad scientist that operates on mutants and humans alike, making twisted creations. Wolverine minus his hand because Cyclops blasted it off. But don't worry, old Logan got him back and took his fucking eye from him. Snickety snickety snoins. Fucking. So, it's fucking amazing, man. Charles Xavier dies, and because of that, the whole world just goes dark, and which brings me to what I really don't like that I'm hearing. And what were we hearing about the fucking how they're gonna do this?
Apparently, post credits, this was described by an insider. It shows a young Michael Fassbender in a house, and just to point out real quick, the cast for this movie is gonna be the first class cast.
For the Age of Apocalypse?
Yeah, it's not going to be any Halle Berry or anybody.
Which is fine, because I mean, I like them way better.
So, that was a good move on their part.
Minus Hugh Jackman, because he's great. So, Hugh Jackman plus first class people.
So, Magneto's sitting in a house, and apparently he sees something fall from the sky.
I heard it was like a spaceship.
Yeah, and then what comes out is an alien form.
Okay, stop right there. I'm going to tell you this. What alien form?
It says it was described by the insider as a terrifying form with a twisted metal face and dark pits for eyes.
Okay, because that sounds like Apocalypse to me.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
They've got it right so far, besides the alien.
Okay, but he never crashes to Earth.
Yeah.
He's an Egyptian boy, the first mutant ever born.
He's fucking here already.
The Celestials gave him his powers. So what happened? I mean, from what I understand, he merges with Magneto.
Yeah, they Dragon Ball Z fuse.
Yeah,
I don't know if they do the dance or
look.
They have the haircuts too. The
spiky
Super
hair.
Saiyans.
From what I understand, he goes. What are you? He's like, I'm your future. And then they fucking join Cox and they become Apocalypse.
They cut.
No,
they connect their hair
Magneto's
like an avatar.
Magneto's supposed to run the show.
Yeah, Magneto runs the X-Men in
the
Age of
Apocalypse.
He's got the long white hair, he's got the...
Yeah.
You know, the rogue on the end of his dick.
I mean, it's... No, but that's not how it works. You know the... Okay, that's... Stop, okay? Stop fucking with everything that I love and turning it into fucking giant shit. Bryan Singer, I swear to fucking God, if you think for 1 second I or any true X-Men fan are going to let you get away with this without blowing up the fucking internet about your dumbass fucking movie choices. If you do this, I swear to fucking God, dude, I will hunt you down and kill you like the swine you are. You fucking listen to me, goddammit, okay?
I'm nipping this in the butt.
X-Men is...
That's not a threat, that's a promise.
Yes, I will... Just like I don't like Rick Springfield, you're on the list, buddy. Let me tell you something. I can't stand... I can't stand that they're going to keep fucking these movies up, okay? X-Men is sacred to me. It's my favorite fucking comic book. I own fucking all of them, pretty much. I collect the fuck out of them. Don't screw this up, man. The only thing I want to see in the end credits, the only thing I want to see is freaking Charles Xavier's son, Legion, busting out of a freaking time portal with his hands drawn out like this and his freaking hair standing straight on end and his powers are blasting, ready to hit freaking Magneto in his chesticles, and then Charles Xavier in slow motion jumping in front of it and getting blasted. Cut. Done. That's how it's gonna work. And if it doesn't happen that way, so help me God, I will fucking spread this shit all over the internet and boycott the fuck out of you. It probably won't work because nobody gives a shit as much as I do.
And you can cast Wayne Static as Legion.
Yes,
by the way.
Wayne Static.
That would be
perfect
fucking
for
awesome.
Brian
already does his own makeup. His hair.
Look, I haven't forgiven him for leaving X-Men the first time to go do Superman Returns. Okay, come on.
Well, at least hold on. You have to thank him for taking fucking Marsden out of the picture, at least.
Okay.
He took him
away. Look, I've never liked Cyclops, so I don't like James Marsden just as much. So
him
being Cyclops was okay for me, because I can't stand Cyclops. But the way you fucked up the Phoenix Saga, there was no M-Kron Crystal, there was no Shi'ar Empire, you just half-assed. Threw the Phoenix into it and expected that to cut it? I don't think so, sir. Not in my watch. Not in this fucking era. And the fact that I have to go with these X-Men movies as canon to get to the better ones drives me absolutely insane.
We've been spoiled, Singer. We have a higher class of book movie coming out.
Yes.
And we're spoiled.
Yes.
You need to give us what we're used to getting.
What you need to do is just go ahead and give Marvel back the rights to the goddamn X-Men so we can get a proper fucking X-Men movie out of the Disney Corporation.
Yes.
And I don't have to deal with all this Fox bullshit, because I'm sorry, Fox, you don't have a shining track record in making comic book movies vis-a-vis Daredevil. I fucking rest my case.
Concordantly.
Did Fox do Punisher, though?
The first one?
Yeah. The one with,
I'm not sure. Did Fox do that?
With Thomas Jane in it.
With Dolph Lundgren?
No. Well, that's the real first one. It was pretty badass. No,
the one with Thomas Jane in it was okay.
Yeah, the first one. With John Travolta as the bad guy.
I thought that was an alright movie.
I thought that was really good compared to the second one.
Yeah, it was pretty gritty and,
Yeah. And I like Thomas Jane. He's a good actor.
Yeah. But Fox. Fucking A, man.
Stop. Just stop. Look. Sony has done a better job with Spider-Man than you've done with the X-Men series.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just shit all over the X-Men series.
And they don't care.
The juggernaut, bitch.
Yeah, I'm the juggernaut, bitch? Really? That's what passes for quality? Anyway, look, if I keep talking about this, I'm just going to rant, and I'm going to rave, and I'm going to... Needless to say...
Yeah, we got other shit to cover.
We got other shit to talk about, Bryan Singer. And it doesn't include your dumb ass. So you better fucking tighten up. Tighten up.
Keep your game tight.
I'm pointing at the mic right now for people that don't know.
Yeah, he is.
I'm pointing at you, Bryan Singer.
I really want to iterate to the people at home that he was jumping up and down in this parking lot.
I was excited.
He was ready.
I was thrilled.
It was as if it was a child that got the Nintendo 64 at Christmas. He was so happy.
I was that excited.
When I finally got the text, it was in all caps. X-Men Age of Apocalypse!
You don't understand like how much I love the X-Men and how much I love that series. Moving right along, so we're gonna talk about some other shit.
Do we want to talk about the Jason Momoa?
Yeah, we'll talk about Mimosa.
Fucking
Jason
Man. Jason Momoa, Mama Mamusa. Jason Momoa, Mama Mamusa.
So
I guess
it's going to be Jason Mimosa God, who is he going to be?
Mimosa, what?
Who's he even playing? I don't know.
He's going to be Doomsday versus the Justice League. That's what we just need to call it now.
This is going to be the Justice League movie at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know why DC is trying to avoid it by going, no, it's still not... Batman versus Superman. No, it's not.
It'll be Man of Steel 2, the Justice League.
Oh my God. What it just needs to be is not done. DC, you just
fucking stay home.
You just need to take a step back, okay? There's no shame, and I've said this 100 times in 3 different podcasts, there's no shame in following the Marvel blueprint. Your only problem is you can't seem to produce movies fast enough to get it done.
And we have to keep bringing it up because they released these trickles of shitty news leading
know.
Up
it's
to
just,
it.
It's just like, it's just news after news after news. Snippets of absolute stupid shit. Like, you're gonna bring the Flash in. Okay, if you brought the Flash in for like a split second, that'd be kind of cool. But now you're gonna bring Wonder Woman into it, and now I'm rumored that Cyborg is gonna be.
Do you see who they cast for Wonder Woman?
Oh, Gal Gadot?
Gal Gadot. She's
sexy.
She's sexy in her own way, yeah. But like, not in a, hey, that looks like Wonder Woman type of way.
Do you know who the runner up was?
Who?
Olga Kurylenko.
I have no idea. Who
yeah,
that is.
You're
what?
Speaking.
Okay, you've seen the movie Hitman?
No, yeah. I didn't see Hitman.
All right, have you seen any of the new James Bond movies?
No,
I'm not a James Bond guy, man.
Fuck,
I
man.
Mean,
I
we
love
might
James
be going
Bond,
on a tangent,
but, I just,
but
Triple X? No, that wasn't her. She wasn't in Triple X. Maybe she was in the second one. I'm not sure. Olga Kurylenko, look here. Get her up on the tablet there while we're talking about it. But look, Olga Kurylenko is gorgeous, and I think she's awesome.
Spelling her name was a fucking
I'm sure it was. But she's not no, she's not Wonder Woman to me. But I will say this.
She is good looking.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. I will give Gal Gadot this credit. She is tall. She's 6 foot tall. So that's not gonna be a problem. The only thing I can see is she's too wafy. So she's just gonna have to pack on some pounds, that's all.
She's gonna
hit the
well,
gym.
It'd be nice if she packed on some pounds, but she's definitely got to bring it with her freaking stage presence. Like,
she's a good actress. I've seen some stuff that she's done, and she's not bad. She's Wonder Woman. I think we hold it in such a high esteem after Linda Carter that it's just
she
like
she raised the bar. Dude.
Oh,
like,
she raised something.
Damn, she straight up raised my bar.
She raised something. That's
do you know that they're who plays the. I forgot.
What?
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams. Oh yeah, Lois Lane.
She's like, I haven't seen the cast yet. I mean the script, but she's like, I'm gonna be pissed if they put us in a love triangle.
Dude,
she's already said that.
Listen,
right from the outset.
Who gives a shit what they do? They could put them in a love triangle. They could put them on the Jerry Springer show at this point. Like, this movie is going to tank. Mark my words, it will be one of the most expensive movies ever made, and it will ruin both Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman for the foreseeable future, and DC will be back to square one.
Oh yeah.
You can bet on it. I think it'll do
their
massive.
Their only shot is to rise from the ashes after all the after all that.
Dude, which is sad because they took a good step with Man of Steel.
They took
that
a great
a hearty,
step with Man of Steel.
A good step.
And they had a solid run with Christian Bale as Batman. And that was the time they should have been developing these movies. That was the time they should have been bringing out Wonder Woman. That was the time they should have had a decent Green Lantern movie. These were the times they were supposed to do what they were supposed to do. And they failed to do it.
They couldn't commit.
But I'm not going to talk about their fucking bullshit anymore because
we've already
beaten DC into the ground. If they just stick to animated stuff, I'd never have any issues.
God, their animated movies are up
are
tier.
So amazing.
They are so.
They beat the Marvel ones into the fucking ground.
I know. Man. Which still though, Young Avengers has a spot in my heart, man.
It's,
that
yeah,
movie.
There's nothing wrong with
that
one.
Movie fucking just gets me.
The Iron Man ones are a bit hokey.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Yeah. But anyway,
I haven't
so
seen much of the other ones.
What other, we're talking about another movie too,
Terminator Genesis.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Another Terminator movie?
No,
another
reboot.
Yeah, it's a reboot.
A reboot?
Yeah.
Yes.
And what part of the timeline?
The beginning.
The beginning, like Terminator, the first Terminator with Arnold Schwarzenegger, they're rebooting the franchise. Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
Are they keeping the same story?
Yeah.
Similar, at least. Yeah. Because John Connor's not a kid in this one.
What
I guess
is he?
He's an adult. It's gonna be
okay.
Jason Clark, the guy from Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh, that guy.
That's
okay.
Not at all the same timeline, then.
No, but what? Okay, here's what I don't understand. We never finished Terminator. Okay, Terminator.
Yeah.
What was it?
Salvation.
Salvation. They didn't defeat Skynet yet. It wasn't the final battle. Hadn't been fought.
It's still unknown whether they even beat Skynet, isn't it?
Well, they destroyed Skynet. They destroyed Skynet at that facility. But remember, Skynet is global.
Yeah.
they destroyed the main Skynet facility. But she's in satellites, she's in fucking everything. Like, so why are we starting over? Like, there was no conclusion to the franchise.
I guess they felt it didn't make enough money, or...
And really, who's going to go watch a Terminator reboot without Arnold Schwarzenegger, dude?
Nobody.
Nobody, man.
No, I'm not going to do that.
And you without can't. Jason Patrick for the second one playing a liquid metal Terminator? I mean, I say this right now, but I know for a fact there's an entire generation of children and young moviegoers out there right now that had no idea what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, and you know because fucking RoboCop's coming out. That's the perfect example.
I've eaten my words from the trailers. I think RoboCop's going to be ridiculous. I think it's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
If those trailers are any indication, and that's not just the best parts of the movie, then this movie is going to fucking kick ass.
What?
It looks really good. It looks very, very good. I'll tell you what else is really, really good. Fallout 4.
That should be awesome.
It's announced. It's official. Yeah. Fallout 4.
All right.
For the next gen.
Boston.
Yeah, Boston, Massachusetts.
Austin.
I'm just so terrified. There's just gonna be a bunch of mutants coming around, going, "I'm wicked smart."
There's way lots of radiation out here.
This wasteland is ridiculous. You guys don't even know. It's wicked awesome, mighty. You can't drink the water.
And you know, I've always respected the Fallout series. I liked the old ones on PC, but I couldn't get into Fallout 3, man.
I loved Fallout 3.
And you've told me this before. You almost killed me one day over it.
I played everything for Fallout 3. I played that game into the ground. Every
Fallout
expansion.
3, it was a solid game, but like the color palette, dude, like...
It was just dark.
It was way too bland.
Well,
too...
that's where the expansions came in, where you went to like the swampy place, and then you went to Mothership
Zeta and the pit.
Zeta. Yeah, yeah, that was great stuff. Operation Anchorage.
That's why I like Borderlands.
Yeah, I mean, Borderlands is cool,
so
but it's
vibrant.
Sometimes I just want to play a realistic, gritty game, and Borderlands ain't where it's at. But I love Fallout, man. I love Fallout, but I want them to do something else that's not like really on the Eastern Seaboard or in the Midwest or out west. Like, dude, give me Fallout Florida. I mean, come to a place that's already a wasteland. what if Florida is just a bunch of fucking swampy islands at this point and like underwater bases and hillbillies with airboats?
That would be really sick because you could do a lot of stuff with the island system.
Yeah.
Like, I feel, and I was talking to someone else that works with us within the company the other day, that I think Assassin's Creed 4 benefited extremely from it because I feel like I can complete it in bite-sized pieces.
I think it needs
like
to benefit
islands.
From being a better game.
Yeah,
what I think
true.
It needs to benefit from, because it to me, it's still the same old repetitive Assassin's Creed where I have to hunt down these shards of bullshit. I've got to like do all these stupid little fucking assassin things. When it just seems takes you out of the experience.
What you do as the assassin, like, it doesn't matter. It's a memory.
Yeah, none
Who
of it
cares?
Feels...
Nobody cares.
Exactly. None of it has any, like, it doesn't make me feel like I'm actually accomplishing anything, because I know it's not real. I think, like, I'm done with the whole Abstergo angle. I think this game would have been far better if it was just what it was. A pirate game, where you're fucking an assassin.
See, that's what I thought
but
it was going to be originally,
that.
Because if you look
yeah,
at
know,
all
I heard
the footage they
that.
Had leading up to its release, they didn't show... Shit,
but it's
no.
basically
as far as that future
it's
stuff
assassin,
is concerned,
it's
which
just,
is the main
yeah.
storyline.
Yeah,
they don't care about the main storyline anymore. Get rid of it.
Yeah,
it's just
become this like virtual reality playground of whatever fantasy genre they want to do next. It's just like it's a sandbox to go. All right, this is a time period, and this is a thing we're going to do, and here's a bunch of inane shit you've got to do to get there. And then, like, and there's no loading on the next gen, which is nice, but it still takes you out of the game every time you complete a mission, and it stops the game to show you what you've synced, and what you've this, and what you've that.
You collected this many of these things.
I don't give a shit.
Good job.
I don't give a shit. You know what game doesn't do that? Killzone.
You're right, son.
Killzone Shadowfall is immersive. It's
right.
fantastic.
I watched
it's,
you play it for like an hour and a half. There were no menus, no heads-up
no,
display.
No, nothing.
No loading time. Like, you got a sense of this ship is huge and he's going wherever the fuck he wants in it.
Yeah.
And it just was doing work.
And it was just the lighting filters, the way the game progresses, everything about it. It's such a solid thing. If you're going to get a PS4, it's the reason you should get a PS4 right now.
I agree.
Because it is fantastic. The multiplayer is great.
I could go on for days about that multiplayer.
It's fantastic. Like what happens is like you start into the match, mm-hmm. and then it just cycles through different game types.
Yeah, it's a 20,
for the whole match.
It's a 25-minute match.
Yeah,
and every 5 minutes, it's best
a different
five.
Game type.
It's a different game type, same map.
Yeah, same people.
So it just switches.
And you don't like respawn like it's a new
no,
match. Like
no.
You just keep wherever you're standing.
No.
Okay, rules change.
It just yeah. rule changes. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So like sometimes it's deathmatch. Sometimes it's capture the flag. Sometimes it's hold the objective. Sometimes it's domination.
Yeah. It's what's
I
up.
I like that.
It's oh, yeah. neat.
I like that.
It's oh, neat, yeah. man. And like whoever beats the majority of those different things wins the match.
And then you kill the top player on the
oh,
other team.
Yeah, at the end, there's an execution sequence where the top player on your team kills the top player on the other
yeah,
team.
Yeah, the top three guys on
like
your
they
team.
They have them on their knees, like,
yeah.
going
oh, yeah,
up
they
and
do.
Just execution
yeah.
style.
Oh, yeah. It's so cool,
dude. If I were ever the MVP for my team, oh, I'd so, capture that
it's so funny.
And post it
the
everywhere.
The first night, me and him and Dennis tried to get into a match. And I couldn't get in for some reason. We couldn't figure it out.
He didn't have the multiplayer downloaded.
I thought I did. Anyway, so all this whole new stuff is confusing sometimes when you're first trying it out. Yeah, yeah, the future sucks. It's like, when I finally got in there, though, I was on the opposite team. And I didn't even know it. And it's like, Dave's like, yo, you just killed me. I was like, yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it again too.
He goes, I should have known you'd be good at this game from the fucking outset.
Yeah, I was pissed.
I was murking him, dude.
I was having such a rough time. Like it was because it doesn't play like most other games because you have like turrets and stuff you can set up.
Yeah,
and
oh,
shields
yeah.
and
your little guy that's rolling.
It is
around.
Kind of a steep learning curve if you've never played anything like
yeah.
it.
And I just hopped in
and
started killing
just,
people.
He hopped in and just fucking doo 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 up the hill like. He did. There was no. It seemed like there was no challenge at all. He was just like,
shooters.
I was born for this. All right.
Shooters cool. are my bread and butter, man. Like, I can get into a shooter and just play. And this is like I was showing him some clips from Battlefield today. I'm having so much fun.
Not today, bro.
Yeah. I'm having so much fun right now. It's just. Battlefield is so good when it works.
Is it working now?
No, man. It's still like. You'll be playing in the middle of a game and you're just gone. You're back to the dashboard. Or you select obliteration or another game type and it sticks you in one you didn't even like want to touch.
And fucking EA. It's EA's
fault. It's EA's
fault.
It has nothing to do with the PS4 or the Xbox One.
And you know what EA said?
Tough
titties.
You know
what pisses me off?
Basically.
Oh, no. This is...
What did they actually say? No, what did they say?
Fucking, they said that until Battlefield 4 is fixed... and the game is where they want it to be, they're not working on any other projects. So DICE isn't touching fucking Battlefront 3 or anything. Because
DICE...
they're all fixing Battlefield 4.
Battlefield should have been ready to go.
Yeah. No, you're telling me.
You've had over a year with this next-gen...
2 years.
No, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Over a year
with the
builds.
With the next-gen builds and to get this right. And let's face it, what's really wrong here is the EA servers. I don't care what any of them say. It's the EA servers.
Same with fucking 2K.
Yeah. 2K servers are abysmal, too, for basketball. From everybody tells me it's just horrendous. And the fact that you can't save your career sometimes without it updating to the 2K servers. So you'll play a game, and it'll go, and oh, can't reach the servers. And it basically negates that game. You have to play it again.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I returned NBA because I was fucking
living. I thought
living.
This was the
year
2013.
You.
Like,
oh, yeah.
We're past
Sorry.
That shit.
No, man.
Like, what the hell?
They're having a really. I'm telling you, both consoles are having a really hard time with third party servers right now.
And it sucks because it's not their fault.
It's absolutely not their fault, and it's a shame that like you know so many of us have shelled out our hard earned dollars to play these consoles and. We're not getting what we paid for.
I couldn't even play Madden until today because of EA's patch on it. finally, Sony released their patch to be like, fuck it, we'll fix it for you, seeing as Madden didn't work. Like, I would boot it up, and then it would just kick me back out.
I'll tell you this. Like,
Sony stepped in and said,
they released another patch to fix stability on software.
Yeah.
Because EA fucked up
Sony their games. Does not want anything deterring their system from dominating right now. They're in full attack mode with making sure everything... Dude, like, it's one of the only systems where I can actually send an error report.
Yeah, you can.
If something goes wrong, I can type in what it is and then send the error report so they can actively see what's actually going on.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, having to turn on... for Xbox One, having to turn on party chat.
That's fucking stupid.
You invite Did I tell you about this?
Yeah, you told me.
Okay,
that.
You invite somebody into your party.
Yeah.
And normally you wouldn't do that unless you wanted to talk to them, yes?
Right, of course.
Correct.
Okay, well, once they come into the party, there's no talking yet. You have to turn on the party chat function before you can start talking.
Oh, did I tell you I finally found out what the followers thing is? Remember how it has you say you have friends and then you have this many followers?
Yeah.
Well, then sometimes it'll tell you, like, say I have 87 friends.
Right.
But I have 92 followers. So, it tells me when
every
I come...
Every friend of yours is automatically a follower. And then other people will find you, and they like the clips that you put up, or, you know...
But that's not what it is. I thought that's what it is. I mean, some of that is what it is. They can find you through that. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, people that you play online with, if they want to friend you, they send you a friend request. But you don't get the friend request anymore. It just tells you in the corner that you have this many new followers. So what it is like your followers are your friends plus people that friend requested you, but you haven't friend requested them. So you literally have to scan through the list of your friends to find these new people if you want to friend request them.
Yeah.
And then friend request them. Otherwise, they're just followers. You could still find them easier to do matches with, but you can't.
It's a one-sided relationship
there. Yeah.
It's like, I want to be this guy's friend.
But
I hope your friends
But
me.
You never know. Like, you never...
You're going to follow him around to a friend.
There's, yeah. There's, like, there's never a notification that says, hey, this guy followed you.
So if you're a celebrity with a live account, and somehow your gamer tag gets leaked, you're going to have thousands of followers.
Yeah, because basically what it does is it removes the limit cap on your friends list.
You probably can have a limited amount of followers, but not as many.
You can literally have a lot. There's somebody that, like, they were talking about some guy that's been posting a lot of how-to videos, has, like, already, like, 1,100 followers.
Whoa.
Yeah, so, but anyways,
we can go further into the Xbox One rabbit hole if you want.
That's fine with me. Let's talk about the system that I had such high hopes for that I'm less than impressed with at the moment.
So
mine's in the box.
Yeah.
So IGN posted today that they went above and beyond these people to try to fill that damn hard drive.
Because these games are like 30 gigs apiece.
Yeah.
And the system only has a 500 gig hard drive.
Oh, so you think.
Oh, but this is something else I found out too before we get into that. If you want to uninstall a game, the disc has to be in your console.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Because you know how we can borrow games from our place of business? Well, when I turned in FIFA, I went to go delete it from my hard drive, and there's no option to get rid of it without the disc being in there.
Holy shit.
So now I just have a fucking game on my console I can't do shit with.
Wow.
Oh, you better borrow it again.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Yeah. But isn't that crazy?
Does it have to be the same disc, though?
Yeah.
No, really?
No. Does it have to be the same disc? No, it just has to be the game.
Okay. I was going to say, you better track that shit down.
Yeah. I have no idea. It's probably gone.
But so, apparently IGN really worked hard to fill up their Xbox One, and they did.
Right.
They succeeded.
Right.
But very far below the 500 gigabyte advertised storage.
Get the fuck out of here. What is it?
362.
What?
362
so there's
gigs.
138 gigs of...
Of what? Operating system?
I don't know, man.
It has to be dedicated to
recording, or maybe it's dedicated to...
No, because I save it to the cloud.
Okay.
I save all my recordings and stuff like that to the cloud.
Because I know my PS4, and this is... I like the Xbox One. I don't want people to fucking flame me on
anything.
An
Xbox guy, so saying this stuff is very hard for me to do.
Like, I love the Xbox.
Almost heresy, but...
Yeah.
Like,
but I can't
front. When you have expectations and they're not met...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so the PS4 has dedicated space for recordings.
Right.
It doesn't tell you have so many gigs, like I'm thinking with the Xbox. You have so many gigs when you don't.
Oh, get this, though. The Xbox has no feature where you can see how much memory you have.
Are you shitting me?
No.
I did not know that.
Yeah, because I looked it up because I'm like, I'm looking in the settings. I was talking to Chris on Party Chat, and I said, there's no setting in here that tells me how much memory I have left.
Wow.
And I, sure enough, I looked it up, and it's on Major Nelson's page. Like, yeah, they had, they didn't feel that there was a need to include that feature because the cloud is supposed to provide you with an ever expanding amount of storage space.
Kind of so like
they're limiting what they're putting in simply because they feel there's no need for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're getting lazy with it.
There's no need for these people to play their systems without internet.
Well, I can't hit my center button and pull up my friends list anymore like I used to, and just actively just grab a friend and chat them up. It's all it's an involved process now, and I hate Windows 8, and this is basically Windows 8.
Oh yeah,
it is. The interface is that fucking windowy bullshit fucking interface, and I hate Windows 8. I don't know one person that likes Windows 8.
Did you get defective? Did you get a defective one?
No, mine's fine.
Is yours good?
As far as what?
Like the dish tray and everything?
Oh yeah, no, it's good.
Everything works just fine.
The place of, because I'm at a different store than you now.
Right, yeah.
I had at least 5 people that had defective ones out the box. One employee,
just rolling
his
the dice.
Was shipped from Microsoft defective.
Yeah, that's how my buddy Chris got his, is he pre-ordered it through them.
And I had at least 3 other people that wanted to return it.
Wow.
I don't know the exact numbers of that. That was all guesstimation.
PlayStation had the problems with the HDMI. I mean, it's gotten to the point.
At least that was fixable
right,
by yourself.
But it's gotten to the point now where I don't know if the next time a console release comes around, if I'm going to be on board to get a launch one.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with you.
I mean, because honestly, the lackluster amount of games that have come out for both consoles, is pretty shameful for the launch. But also, I will say this: the PS4 network, PSN network, has a far bigger amount of independent games right now on its store. Quite a few more than the Xbox One has, and some that actually are. I'll say it better than anything that's right now on the independent side of the Xbox.
Fucking, have you seen that game on the PSN called Super Motherload?
Yeah, remember that we were talking about. I actually looked it up. It actually looks really fucking cool.
That's a flash game I played in fucking
Super
high school.
Motherload?
Yeah. You're on Mars and you dig.
It's
into
pretty
Mars
crazy, actually. It's
it
really
looks
cool.
Cool.
I'll tell you something about Xbox One I didn't really like.
Hmm.
I went to redeem a code that came with a. With my Forza, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You cannot redeem a code without talking to your Xbox.
What? Yeah, you can.
How do you get to it?
You go to games and apps, and there's a little setting in there that says redeem code.
Okay. I couldn't find that, and when I was redeeming the code, it was like 2 in the morning, and my parents were asleep, and the next room over, and I didn't...
Xbox.
I was like, Xbox on. Xbox, redeem code. Xbox, redeem code. Xbox redeem code. Oh shit! I'm sorry. Oh, shit.
Sorry, mom.
It's pretty. It's pretty rough, man. It is, and sometimes it does. The voice recognition has gotten way better, but there's a lot of times where it still doesn't pick it up, even when you do it at a nice slower cadence.
I will say that PS4's camera doesn't have what Microsoft's Kinect does.
Yeah.
I mean it's getting there. I think with a couple updates, it'll be a lot better.
It's
but
still
right
never
going to
have that
not.
Proprietary software that makes the Kinect what it is.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
agree.
The Kinect has got...
the government eye.
The
NSA. Big Brother right there.
Also
dude,
known as the Big Brother camera. Speaking of cameras, we're gonna do a news break right now with... yeah, with our What the Florida News team. Here we go.
Breaking news coming to you live with your What the Florida News team. It's Jesse Shadoose and Kamal Altaj.
It's a Festivus for the rest of us. Apparently, in the Florida State Capitol, ladies and gentlemen, a Festivus pole has been erected in the State Capitol building.
Joyous.
After an atheist found out that there was a nativity scene display, he petitioned the state of Florida to allow a Festivus pole. And the Festivus pole has been placed, and it is made out of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer cans.
No, that's funny as hell, but and this is going to be an odd question.
Right.
What, pray tell, is a Festivus pole?
You don't know what Festivus is?
Did you not hear my last question?
I mean, Festivus...
I'm sorry, like...
I mean, I celebrate Christmas, but Festivus is for the rest of us.
Festivus came from Seinfeld.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay,
and
I'd never really watched Seinfeld.
Well, I was trying to explain.
I understand.
Okay, that's how it came from Seinfeld.
I'm just explaining to you guys, because...
it's obvious
you
never watched...
You don't know what Festivus
is? No, it's obvious you never watched Seinfeld, because you don't know what a Festivus is. So I'm explaining.
Okay,
the Festivus is the season for the rest of us. Okay, so what happens is George's dad didn't want to celebrate Christmas. He didn't like Christmas. He wanted to celebrate his own holiday. So he created Festivus. And Festivus has a big aluminum pole. And every Festivus, you air your grievances out at the aluminum
pole.
There's
a couple of things. There's the airing of grievances, mm-hmm. where you tell everyone what you have... The issues you have
with
them.
Yeah.
And then afterwards is the feats of strength.
Oh, the feats of strength.
Where a guest has to pin the host of the dinner, and Festivus doesn't end until the host is pinned.
Yeah.
And
come on, just let him pin you. I'm starving.
Which is far more exciting than... than the traditional Christian holiday of Christmas,
unless your family celebrates it differently, which sometimes that happens.
Or
anyway.
your fat Aunt Edna pins you rather quick.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, but like, we're definitely having Festivus at Aunt Edna's next year. So anyway, so he got this allowed at the state capitol, and a lot of people are wondering, well, if you can have a Festivus pole. You know, what other things could you have from other religions? And I'm like, well, anything you want, because you can't condone one religion and their celebration and not another. Like, legitimately, there should be a menorah at the state capitol. There should be, you know...
What do they have for Kwanzaa?
They have a Kwanzaa menorah.
Oh, really?
Don't get me started on the bullshit that is Kwanzaa. Okay?
Well, I didn't know you had... I didn't know you had beef with Kwanzaa.
I have huge beef with Kwanzaa because it's a bullshit holiday that was created by Hallmark to sell more fucking decorations, okay? You tell me one black person you know that celebrates Kwanzaa. Come on. We talked about this in the last Christmas pod. You tell me.
Yeah, we did. And
I don't
know.
I don't know any.
Zero. Look it up with the origin of Kwanzaa. They literally have an African...
But there's gotta be some because they make money, right? Hallmark makes some money.
I think off of those, like... black people that are like those Afrocentric, like, I want to go back to the motherland kind of people, maybe. But like, you know, the fight the power Black Panther kinds of folks. But not mainstream American black people who are predominantly Protestant Christians. You know what I'm saying?
This is
Are you reading? Isn't it nuts? And then they have like a menorah that's done with like red, yellow, and green, and black, like African colored candles. Like, it's honestly, to me, it's almost like a blatantly racist holiday. It's like, here, have your own Hanukkah, except we'll call it Kwanzaa. We'll fucking, you know, like, it's just...
It's Kwanzaa.
Whatever.
Well, there's white people celebrating in this picture.
Yeah, there's white people celebrating in there.
There's three.
Well, there's always got to be a few.
And are they white women?
There's one white woman, there's two white women, and a very white male that probably says brother.
Yeah. Because those two white chicks are wearing African garb. The one white guy in the back is like the reverse Uncle Tom of the room. Like,
oh,
it's just fucking ridiculous. Just saying, it's fucking ridiculous.
We're all going up to the cabin to celebrate.
Yeah.
Kwanzaa. So my only issue with the Festivus pole,
yeah,
and that's because I'm a stickler,
yeah,
is that it's beer cans.
Yeah.
And the Festivus pole is against commercialism, and so it should just be a plain aluminum pole.
I know, but I think it's part of it that's funny is the fact that it's Pabst Blue Ribbon, a notoriously white trash hipster beer.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I think we should all drive up to the Capitol and air our grievances. We'll see how long that Festivus pole lasts.
To quote Seinfeld, I have a lot of problems with you people, and you're going to hear about them.
I'm not leaving until I pen Rick Scott.
Come here!
Festivus ain't over till I pin the governor.
Oh, wrestling
Jesus.
All over the nativity scene.
Smacking him with the baby Jesus.
I was about to say that.
They'll think twice before allowing any holiday.
Sticking the frankincense and the myrrh up his ass.
Burning him with the Kwanzaa candles.
Oh.
That sounds like straight out of WWE.
How about we just not have any? How about we just not have any religious holiday stuff at the state capitol and just let it be the state capitol? How about that? How about we just do that?
I agree, and I'm a Christian.
Yeah, like, I mean, how about we just keep that separate?
That work at the state capitol complain. Oh well, we don't get to celebrate at work. Well, you know what? Guess what? You've got much better health insurance than a lot of people.
Nobody told you to have a government job and an Obamacare exemption. Fuck you. I don't care. Yeah. I don't give a shit. You can suck it.
Celebrate at home where it belongs.
Yeah. Keep it at home.
I really don't like when people celebrate holidays at work, man. Like,
you know,
No, you don't.
No,
I don't mind
stand
the Merry
that shit,
Christmas.
Not everybody celebrates
that
shit, you know?
Well, what do you mean? Like people saying Merry Christmas to people?
You have to go.
No, I don't. Look, if somebody says.
You have to go there. And you're exposed to all this stuff that just isn't your bag. Like, I understand to each their own, but I have to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a choice.
No.
Don't put that in my face.
See, I may be an atheist, but I don't mind when people say Merry Christmas to me because I still celebrate the very commercial, very family-oriented version of Christmas. But at the same time, I don't have a problem with Happy Holidays because Happy Holidays to me is all inclusive.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
enjoy the cold weather and all that comes with it.
It's like, you know, enjoy the babies you'll be making for the summer. You know, it's just
If you want to start talking about, I mean, that's the joyous part of Christmas.
I love Christmas. Honestly, I do. It's one of my favorite times of the year. It's I like it. I like it a lot. I just, God, I hate fucking listening to all the goddamn music, though. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, they started playing it at my store. They won't quit. They don't even have Jingle Bell Rock. That's at least, you know, kind of upbeat.
They don't have Jingle Bell Rock?
No, the hell they don't.
Dude, at the mall, they play terrible, like, slow, droning Christmas music.
I want to put on Twisted Sisters Christmas, because that's a fucking fantastic album. It's so good. It really is.
So, if you want to get into the dark side of Christmas.
Oh, let's.
I don't know, have you ever been shopping with someone, like maybe a significant other, and they just push it one store too far? You've just been shopping in the mall, and they're like, you're like, okay, I'm tired, I'm ready to go home. And they're like, no, I wanna shop at one more store.
Right.
Have you ever gone through that?
Well, yeah.
If you got a significant other, chances are it's a female. If it's a female, she always wants to go to one more store.
So, put your mind in the... In the mind of a 38-year-old man in China.
Nothing to live for.
He was at his obviously very high mall, seven stories up.
Seven stories. They got to pack him in there.
Shopping with his girlfriend. Yeah. His girlfriend, not his wife.
Not even his wife.
This is someone he's not bound to. He's kind of with.
He's not bound to.
He's not married or anything. Like, he could leave his girlfriend at any time.
You have not yet pledged a sacred dragon oath.
They had been... Jackie! Uncle!
Of love and fealty and only one child.
So... Oh my God.
And it better be a male.
It better be.
So you better wrap it up, Chief.
So, 5 hours into their shopping adventure, she wants to go one more store. I want to go to the shoe store, honey.
Yeah.
And of course, he fucking loses his mind and says, no, I am not standing for this shit anymore.
Yeah,
they start arguing. Apparently it was a huge scene.
Yeah.
And it ended with him just fucking going over the rails with all their goods. He just fucking jumps over that seven-story rail.
He has all the purchases they just made, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for him.
You can see the picture.
No.
There's his body down there and all the bags. Wow. There's the bags.
Yo!
That's a trip. That's from where he fell from? The picture?
The surveillance footage shows it. I want to try to find it. I haven't.
He hated a woman's shoe store that bad. What was he, Ang Bundy? Can he just jumps off? He's like,
you have this in my size? Ah!
So the spokesman for
the mall.
China or the mall, I guess. Guess what their quote is. I'm going to hide it from you because this is interesting. This is a tragic incident.
You'll fall for our prices.
But this time of year, can be very stressful for many people. Very stressful is Wait, quite an understatement.
Why are they celebrating Christmas in China anyway? I didn't think they had religion over there.
I don't know, man.
Like 90% of the toys that are bought and freaking given away.
Yeah. But then they get all the shitty ones that give their kids cancer.
What sucks is that he didn't even land, like, on the ground.
What did he hit?
He landed on the rail of a cosmetics counter. I'm sure he was done right when he hit, but that's some tragic shit to see if you were a kid down there while mom was shopping for makeup.
I don't think I'd ever want to go through anything like that.
No, that'd be terrible.
And this is the thing, it's not his wife. It's not like he would lose half of his shit if he just bounced. Like, this guy could have just got the fuck out of Dodge, and, like, nobody would have cared.
But no, he decided to take the other exit.
Oh, my God.
Just right out of life.
Well, you know, hey, sometimes when you've had enough of her shit, you've had enough of her shit.
No more shoes.
It's like,
you
know, look, I'm telling you, like, it gets to the point where your girl gets out of work and you're already off work, she calls you on the phone to tell you all about her day. And at some point, like, you're hearing her talking to him. She's like, going, you know, babe, you know what I'm talking about? With all this, and those girls at work are fucking bitches. And you're just like, yeah, those girls at work are fucking skanks. You're so much better than they are. You know, you really work hard and they don't do nothing. Yeah, you know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. At a certain point, all you hear is this.
Womp, 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 womp.
And the only thing you're trying to do is get all the shit that happened to her job during that part of the day out before she gets home, so you can buy yourselves 30 minutes apiece before she starts yammering in with some other bullshit. And that's why I'm single.
And that's not the worst part of my day. Oh my god, seriously. Nobody cares.
It's like, I don't sit here and tell you about my day and how terrible it was. I just shut up about it and internalize.
I swallow the sadness.
Yeah. I swallow the sadness because I know we have to make money.
Because look, ladies, we understand you had a shitty day. You want to tell somebody about it, but in all honesty, we're all about action.
Yeah.
And you're telling us about it. There's nothing we can do about it. So
and there's nothing you're obviously doing about it.
Here's a chocolate bar and a Cosmo. I'll rub your feet. Let's watch TV.
Yeah.
Shut up, Walking Dead zone.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, which, by the way, we could talk about the mid-season finale a little bit now. Spoilers if anybody hasn't seen it, but we're going to get right into it.
Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so how amazing was the mid-season finale? And did the people die and not die that you expected?
Well, I expected Daryl to die. Especially that split second where the zombie... Like, it almost got him, man.
Mm-hmm.
That zombie came so close.
Well, and it was such a great scene where they cut to the governor and Rick after that.
I was like, how do you cut from something like that? I know. Can't wipe away from...
It was pretty intense. It was pretty intense.
Obviously, they know what they're doing.
Oh, it's
I
so
was
good.
Disappointed that they gave the governor's death to the girl that's been in two episodes.
I wanted her to look at him with the gun and then turn her back and let the zombies get him.
Yes.
That's what I wanted. Also, I knew Daryl wasn't going to die because the love affair with him and Michonne has got to take place because I cannot be the only one that's seen the sexual tension in that recently.
No, fucking Carol's coming back.
Huh?
Carol's coming back.
Give a shit if Carol's coming back or not. Michonne's already going to fucking have Daryl cock deep in the Michonne and it's going to be fucking on. Like, dude, seriously.
I kind of wish that Herschel didn't die.
I knew Herschel was going to die, and I'll tell you why Herschel was going to die. Because if they're forced to leave the prison, he's not going to make it with his gimpy leg.
No.
And I think the creators of the show didn't want him to go out from a zombie.
Yeah.
He's already been saved from a zombie once, and a big pivotal character like that doesn't need to go out at the hands of some random.
But the way he went out, dude, liar. And then he just like...
God, that was hard.
Turns him into a Pez dispenser. He's like squirming away.
Dude, how amazing. How amazing was it when that little girl pulls the gun and shoots that chick's girlfriend straight in the forehead?
Oh, God.
I was like, what?
They still never addressed who... Fucking drops the mice at the
place. No, and I don't think we're ever going to know at this point, honestly. No. I don't see how we're going to.
But it's that psycho little girl, I'm telling you.
I think there's somebody living in the prison besides them.
Not fucking anymore.
Well, we don't know. Either that way, I mean, could it be Rick's wife? I mean, what do we know? What's going on?
Maybe how could it be Rick's wife?
I don't know. I'm just throwing shit out there. It sounds pretty cool.
Well, they certainly haven't shown her as a zombie. They haven't shown her corpse. They haven't really addressed that at all.
I think that
I wouldn't put it past them to somehow write her back into it.
I was reading something with Kirkman where he was saying that the belly full zombie was supposed to symbolize her.
Yeah, but it really, like, there was nothing left of her. There's no way in hell the zombie ate all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole person.
I mean, you saw the blood streaks from somebody being dragged or crawling away.
Yeah.
And let's face it, after giving birth, that'd probably be the only way she'd be mobile is crawling.
Well, my whole thing was like, there had to be a way to save her. Like, honestly, she couldn't lose that much blood by the time they got to her and got some help. They could have, I don't know, you think? I mean, she probably could have bled out, yeah.
Somehow they pulled off tasteful baby death, though.
I don't think the baby's dead.
I think the baby has to be.
I don't think the baby's dead at all. I think the little girls got to the baby. They were standing right next to the baby, dude, pretty much.
Yeah, I guess.
And then Tyrese came and said, no, not that way. We got to go the other way. But they never show them with the baby seat. I think that the baby seat got blood on it and everything, but I don't think the baby seat... I think Judith is fine. I think we're going to find out Judith's fine. I don't know if Tyrese and the girls ever made it out of the prison, though.
That's true.
I think they maybe hold up in a cell block or something like that with all the doors shut.
Now, how far did you guys read into the comic?
I'm actually on issue number 42 right now.
So you're not.
I'm trying to catch up. I mean, I've collected them.
Reprint of the first one.
I've collected them. I mean, I have. I think I have like 78 through current.
Yeah.
In actual comic form, and the rest are digital.
Yeah. It's good shit, guys.
It is really good. Seriously, it's just so different than the show, which is nice.
Supplemental. Because I had someone the other day complain to me that they didn't feel that Michonne was a compelling enough character in the show.
Which blows me away still.
Yeah.
She's not a very talkative character, and that she never was really in the comic.
Yeah, that's why I said...
Her actions speak way louder than her words.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a lot of times it's her facial recognitions and the way she moves her eyes and the way she speaks to you with her face before she even has to say a word.
Yeah.
Which sucks, I gotta say. Fuck them for leaving me with Herschel being like, damn right I'm strong, when going out with Michonne, and then next thing you know, he dies. Like, he was, you know...
Herschel's
death...
He
finally was brave enough to leave the prison.
But Herschel's death was almost necessary at this point. Well, and honestly, when Herschel smiled and acknowledged that Rick had found his way back for real and understood how things needed to be... That I think Herschel was okay with death at that point.
Yeah.
You know it still hasn't gone down. Daryl and Rick still haven't fought over Carol.
They haven't told Tyrese yet either, remember?
Yeah, that's true.
They didn't get a chance.
There's so much unfinished threads that left after that that's
going to
be interesting.
And everybody's separated once again. I mean, obviously Rick knows the meetup point where the bus is going to be.
Yeah.
And he's got Carl, but him and Carl have to make their way through a woods full of fucking angry zombies now.
That know
that they're there.
And at least it's the two of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, of all the characters to split up and whatever, it's best that he's with Carl. That's the best way for him to keep his sanity, is to have his son.
I teared up like a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
When him and Carl are standing there crying over Judith, and, you know, you don't really technically know if she's alive or dead, and obviously they really don't know. They assume she's dead. And
whoever took her out of that seat had blood all over him, because there was blood all in it.
And that last line was perfect.
I think it was probably Tyrese. Remember he was shot in the leg and holding his leg?
Yeah.
And he... reached down there with the same hand, and those were big handprints that left that blood on there, if you remember from there. So, I mean, there's a lot of little things we can guesstimate on what's going to happen, but I think, and some people are saying, well, I think they're going to lead off where it's going to be a little bit down the road. I think it's going to lead up right off where it left.
No, it is. I mean,
there's the only way you can do it at that point.
Like, seriously, I think it's going to lead off straight with, and like I said, I was about to finish that last line, don't look back. Like, Rick said that to Carl, and that was
To me, it almost seemed like a Sodom and Gomorrah moment, where it's like, don't turn back and look at, you'll be a pillar of salt kind of deal. Not necessarily that same thing, but just almost in that same thing. Don't look back and have that regret
exactly.
to be leaving here. We have to move on.
Yeah. There's a necessary amount of, and that's what I like about Walking Dead, is there's the amount of, listen, I acknowledge that shit happened.
Yeah.
We have to survive.
We have to survive. Yeah. And, are you going to say something?
That's actually how the governor got all those people to follow him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't
Fuck,
want
he's
it.
Ruthless.
Hell yeah, dude. Watching his little descent, when he called Rick a liar, cut Herschel's head, went back to where he's crawling, finished the job, picked up the little girl from her mom's hands, and shot her right in the head with just like, I am the governor!
Dude,
lightning comes down from the skies.
I wish you could have seen the governor in the comics, though, man, because he, like, that shit is ruthless.
He's...
just a raping...
He's just... Yeah, but
he's
just...
crazy.
He had a full psychosis at that point, though.
Yeah.
When, at the point you find him at the camp with those people, where he truly believed in his mind that he'd changed, but in his heart he knows it's really all an act. And even though he says he doesn't want control...
Yeah.
He knows he's the only one in his mind that can keep people alive.
God, when he beat that dude with the golf club in the
and then tossed him in the pit, Martinez.
Yeah.
Oh man, you dude. And then he fucking knifes the good guy, which was that dude's brother in the tank. And then, I mean, he really gives him no choice but to follow him because the governor's going to kill him too if he doesn't saddle
fucking
up.
Saddled him in the lake like fish head zombies. Like,
dude, that was amazing. When you look down and you just see him clawing up at the surface, being weighted down, and the governor's just staring at him. Dude, full-on psycho bro mode.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He didn't even want to stay with that family at first. He was willing to go back out into the wilderness. He really did want to die. Like, he had no qualms about just getting the fuck out of there. The worst thing that ever happened to that family was leaving that flat.
Because
they had it made there, dude. There was nothing going to happen to them in there.
Mm-mm.
They had food for quite some time out of that truck still.
They had fucking SpaghettiOs.
Dude, right? And he threw
and
it out the window.
He wasted a can.
He threw it out the window.
This
like,
is a
this
good,
was trash.
Like, what, 2-3 how many years since that shit started?
Yeah.
They still got SpaghettiOs? Yo, that is...
You live in large.
Straight up.
You know?
They had SpaghettiOs and Slim Jims.
We got Rick and his crew, like,
and they didn't...
almost about to eat some dog food.
Yeah, and like, they had the building on lockdown. A, they weren't on the first floor. B, they knew everybody that was on their floor. They knew where the zombies were, and they weren't going anywhere. Zombies can't open doors, so they're not just going to randomly ransack that building. And they didn't really make any noise.
Mm-hmm.
They were good to go. They should have never left there with that guy. And a smart person wouldn't have left with some stranger they met 3 days ago out into a wilderness full of fucking living dead.
I believe you, Eyepatch Man.
Yeah.
Let's go on adventures.
He looks weathered and wise.
There's something we'll about
go with him.
Yeah. It's not the Gorton's fisherman. You fucking just... like, just... you don't trust the fucking governor. Like, come on, man.
Maybe to them he had some type of Obi-Wan qualities. Like, here's this old...
He is a smooth-talking some bitch,
yes,
though.
He is. But, like, what's her... She just wanted some dick.
She
did lay down to get some sleep.
And she fucked him next to her child.
If you notice... Well, if you notice, in many respects, she was an Andrea-type personality.
Oh, yeah.
That was weak-willed when it came right down to it and would latch onto anything strong and go along.
Mm-hmm.
And her sister was even more of a pusterwinkle, and he knew that from the get-go that she wasn't going to fire that gun. And she, when she offered to give him his gun right back, and her sister had to be the voice of reason, no cop from the Atlanta PD would let that guy have his fucking gun back.
Nope.
I mean, so many signs were leading to the fact, and he totally anthropomorphized that girl as his daughter.
Oh, yeah.
That
scene
where
he's like hugging her.
Yeah.
And as
her mother standing over there looking at that, you've got to be like, look, this guy has known this girl for 4 days. He's literally known me for like 5. Okay? Like, and he's telling me he loves me and all this other stuff.
Well, we don't know how long it was.
Oh, it was, dude. He was there for that first day he got there. He spent the night. Literally, like, within a day or two, they were gone out of there because they buried the grandpa and they were bounced. That's a 3-day span.
See, because me and Vanessa were talking about that, though. That whole time they've been at the... After the... They never say the days that pass by.
But it is, though. It's, like, sequential, though. he spends the night.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? I mean, it's literally 3 to 4 days tops at the flat.
Before they left.
Before they left. Then, literally, they're on the road for, like, possibly an hour or so. They camp out overnight in the thing. That's day five. Okay?
That's where he fucks her next to his daughter.
Yeah. Then they go, they go hiking down the road, okay? And you know, I'm sure it wasn't that long when they were hiking down the road, because it was only a day. Yeah. Light, the daylight never went away to darkness and came back. And they never showed them spending the night anywhere else. So that's the same day. They run through the woods, they stumble into Martinez's pit. Okay, bam, you spend the night. That was the night they spend the night there. You're into day six. Day six, they're going out through the woods looking for supplies. They see those other people. Those people get killed. He comes back, same day.
Who kills Martinez? Those people?
Then that's another thing, too.
I know. There's who a rogue, killed those people?
There's a rogue group. Or a rogue person out there that's handling business. And the governor knew once he saw that, there's no way they were safe there.
No way.
They weren't that far from that other camp.
No way.
So you're talking like the governor kills Martinez the same day as they discover that camp. We're still on day six.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't want it. Yeah. I don't want it.
Then, and by day eight, they're at the damn prison. Literally in real time. In real time. It's a week. It's a week of real time, respectively, pretty much, that he goes from meeting those people to fake falling in love with this bitch, anthropomorphizing her daughter as his own, and then fucking basically he holds it against her for letting her get bitten. You could tell. He's just like, you're fucking worthless. Fucking bam, shoots her in the fucking head. Like,
when the lesbian was ready died, to go. That was rough.
That's what I was talking about, where the chick got shot by the little girl. That
I was fucking upset sweet. Because she could have been an asset to the team. And I feel like...
No.
This
is how I see it. And he actually said it when Daryl shot Buddy Man from the tank.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Show them no quarter. That's your home.
That's your home, man.
And they came into your home. Down that gate and into your home? No, they were not welcome.
No.
Period. End of story.
And that time had passed where they could have been welcome, where Rick was trying to get them to tell the governor to fuck off.
And they outnumbered the governor. They could have shot the governor right then and there.
How many people could have shot the governor at this point? So many people could have shot the governor. But the point is this, and it's exactly what you said and what I said, is that you come to my house, you disrespect my house, and especially in a situation like that where it's post-apocalyptic, you don't want to have to kill other human beings. You don't know how many human beings there really are left.
Yeah.
Every human being you kill is like saying, we're one step closer to extinction.
Mm-hmm.
But in a society like that, where everything has broken down, okay, the biggest danger is people. And The Walking Dead's not about zombies. It's about dealing with people and the interpersonal relationships and the troubles that causes from that environment. And that's why that show is powerful. That's why that show is good. It's not the zombies. The zombies are the icing on the cake.
It's the icing on the cake, I was just about to say. Because every episode, man, you get like three or four really good zombie deaths.
Right.
Like, I remember there was one where I think Merle smashed a zombie's head in the hatch of a car. Wow! And there was just blood everywhere. Mm. Was it Merle or was it Daryl?
I think it was Daryl.
Yeah, I think it was Daryl, because that was when they did the badass thing on the bridge.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
That's the exact scene I'm talking about, dude. Yep. Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, even the one where the governor's in the pit and he takes the bone and shoves it in that fucking zombie's mouth and pulls his fucking head back. Stellar work. God, the makeup on that show and special effects is just phenomenal.
And, somebody was trying to grab a zombie's leg to pull him off.
Oh, the girl.
And the skin is just
coming.
That shitty sister, the fake cop sister.
Yeah.
Nice.
Meanwhile, though, like,
one.
Did anybody feel like that little girl was the biggest fucking piece of shit on the planet? That, like, she couldn't even wiggle free of the zombie? Like, she just kind of sat there and accepted her fate.
Yeah.
Did anybody realize, like, she didn't really, like, fight back at all or try to get free,
really? Yeah,
she
didn't kick it in the face or nothing.
She was not believable in trying to get away from that.
Well, that girl was holed up in a room. She wasn't exposed to all that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, she wasn't trained.
And you're right.
That's what
Carol was trying to do
with all those other girls, all
you're
those
right.
other kids. She was trying to train them to let them know.
And that's
But at that point, though, your fight or flight instincts are going to kick in.
You would think that.
Yeah.
You would think that.
But I mean,
but she not everybody.
I yeah, well,
not
that's,
everybody know that. Yeah, tapped into
she
that
wins
shit.
The Darwin Award, kids. So, but, oh, but that's gonna about wrap it up for us this week. I'm Jesse Shadoos.
I'm Kamal Altash.
David Ward.
You guys have a good week. We'll see you for the Christmas special.
Woo-hoo!
Peace. Woo-hoo!